Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are on the phone with Dieter Kosslick, as a tradition, to interview about the new Berlinale. Hello, Dieter, how are you?
Hi, Angelo. I'm fine. Everything is fine, but this is also the title of Wim Wenders.
Okay, very good. My first question is this. The festival comes to its 65th birthday. And how will this important year be celebrated?
We don't celebrate too much because we had a big birthday party at our 6 years. But we will remember the people that we started in 1951 as a festival which was founded in the middle of the Cold War. And that the festival's motto was to be helpful, that all people in the world understand each other. And in a way, this 65-year-old motto is so brand new today that you can use it right away, because the world is in a situation that it's really necessary that people understand each other better, and that people understand how other people live. And so we will remind a little bit at the opening night that we are 65 years old, but the reason why the Berlinale exists is brand new and is today's motto.
Listen, I want to ask you this. Building up a film festival as important as Berlinale, even in this financial situation, is it getting harder? Which are the how this financial crisis is affecting you and your work?
No, the financial crisis was infecting us because we had a couple of years where our market, our very big market, was not really well attended. But in the meantime, the market is growing very fast, and we have no problems at all. We have no problems in financing the festival with the help of our sponsors, our government, first of all, and also with our audience, because we sold last year more than 325,000 tickets, so this is a big part of our financing. And and the market is growing in 3 years, and we will have a bigger market than ever, so there are no problems up to now, thanks God. Nothing affects us on this side.
I'm really happy to hear that then. In terms of the film selection, how does a festival, an AA list festival as Berlin, work? Which are the challenges that you face in selecting movies?
I mean, first of all, the challenge for an A film festival is to get world premieres. This is one of the main goals, because journalists are keen to see world premieres, and of course also the audience wants to see new films. And the market for the world premieres didn't become bigger. It's more complicated than ever to get the world premieres, because there are so many festivals in the meantime who are fighting for a world premiere that the amount of world premieres are not growing, they are shrinking. And the other challenge you have is that you are doing a festival program, and it takes you nearly a year, or sometimes it takes you longer in terms of retrospectives and things like this. And then at a certain point, you must be in this world, to quote a Winterbottom film, because the festival films have to be in this world. This means you must have films which reflect the situation in the world. And happily enough, I must say, we have this year a lot of films which reflect the main items in our discussion: migration, torture, homophobic homophobic countries, abusing child through the Catholic Church. I mean, all these kind of things we have in films in our festival. So I have the feeling we are right at the spot with the festival.
The Berlinale is a huge window for world cinema, but most of all for European cinema. And on your opinion, how is the situation, the status of European cinema today facing the always stronger arm of the US cinema?
I know, but this is not new. And there are there is a lot of things are going on in different countries. In France, we have a very, very big national market scale. Also in Germany, we have now more than 20%, which is really, really good. And in a way, also in some other countries, there are big national market shares. I am not afraid of the situation, and I'm also not afraid of the American films, because a lot of them are shot in other countries. For example, in Babelsberg, Spielberg just shot a film, or in Cinecittà, where people shoot films, or in London, in the studios, where James Bond is just shooting. So I think it didn't became worse. It's just a situation which is not bad for the European cinema. I cannot say this, and also I cannot say this when I see the quality of the films. We can't be happy, and we just have to go on. At the end of the day, it's a fight to get the screens, and we know that the power of the Hollywood films is bigger, but we also know that a lot of independent films can make a lot of money and a big box office. For example, Mr. Claude is a French example which proves this argument.
Thanks a lot, Dieter. Thanks a lot for your time, and see you in a couple of weeks then in Berlin.
Okay, Angelo, have a good time to wait for you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Gracias.
It was Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.